Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Robert York talking Fed Cattle Exchange in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
The days are getting shorter, the pigskins are flying, and it's tractor season at P&K Equipment. Of course, it's always tractor season around P&K. The P&K team is proud of our John Deere lineup. It's stacked with capability and versatility. And because it's all part of our promise to you, you'll also find some of the lowest industry prices and top-notch service. We call that the P&K experience. So stop by to meet the team and kick off your tractor purchase today. Or visit us online at pkequipment.com. And remember, around here, John Deere starts with P&K.
It's a concept that's been talked about within the cattle industry. The idea of an auction for fed cattle and Superior Livestock and National Livestock came together a little over a year ago and did it. FedCattleExchange.com. Robert York of National Livestock continues to be excited about the concept.
Absolutely, and we start out with a tremendous fall a year ago. Numbers were really growing, and we were very excited about it. All we want to do is try to make a difference when it comes to transparency, the timing of those sales and how they're reported. And so we don't have as many numbers as we'd like to have on there, but we can't point to a reason why. Everyone wants to get the most they can of their cattle, so there's a lot of private deals done that are slightly over the market each week, and I think that's detrimental, really, to folks wanting to go to an auction format. But we're proud of the fact that we've accomplished it. It's something that hasn't been done before, and here we are a year and a half later, and it's still in existence, and it operates profitably, even at low numbers. So we do hold, hope for the future. We think we've got some opportunity to bring some folks on next year that participated with us in this last year, maybe bring those numbers up. But we hold out hope that even though in this industry people stick with something for 30 or 40 years and don't want to change, there is a need for change. And when you see as many cattle as we see going other ways than negotiated trade, we have to know that eventually we've got to find a way for price discovery to replace the lack of those negotiated trades. So it's just one option. But we're happy that, like I said, we put it in place. It worked. It continues to work each week. We just need more participation. And Ron, I talk to people all across the country that brag on Fed Cattle Exchange, that say it's a great idea. And so my resulting response to that is we'll put some cattle on. And that's what we'd like for everybody to do. Just put some cattle on.
Right.
But we're happy with it.
You mentioned price discovery. That really is what all your various components are about. So this, from Superior to the commission firm here to the auction barns you've got. It really is the idea that you're trying to offer that best option out there to that cattle producer for finding out what the value of the cattle are.
That's correct. And I tell people all the time, we don't make the market, we don't set the market, but we do our best every day to help you find out what the market is. And the main thing about the various choices is people have, there are people that would prefer to sell cattle at home and not truck the cattle to a brick and mortar sale barn. There are people that don't want to sell the cattle at home and take a pencil shrink because they think they can maybe get that shrink back at one of the markets. So everybody has their way that they believe is the best way to market cattle. And we just want to be involved in as many of those ways as we can to say, well, hey, we offer that service. Even though you may not want to do it this way, we've got a host of ways that you can do those things. And to add to that, Ron, back in 2013, we started our hedging program, which was exclusive to our credit customers. We've seen a lot of growth in the hedging side of it. So we also want producers to have the easiest manner possible to price protect cattle through that mechanism if they want to. Also with these sale barns, we've offered direct trade now for a few years. So if you don't want to take the cattle to the auction, if you don't want to video the cattle, if you want to make a trade in the country, we're your partner for that too.
2018, what do you think it's going to be like for the cattle business?
I think, honestly, Ron, I think 2018, we could see a little disappointment in 2018. That's just the feeling I get. And you can read lots of reports, I do and you do, and you can come away from those reports with confusion and lots of different things in your mind. But I just feel like that maybe, we saw a downturn in 16. We saw some price levels we didn't think maybe we'd ever see again. We recovered into 17 and actually had a pretty decent year in 17. But I don't think that maybe the I'm not going to say the worst is not behind us, but I think we have some room to turn down again in 2018. It'll be a challenge. I think it'll be a challenge.
Talking about some of the ways that they're able to serve the cattle industry, National Livestock's Robert York. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Checkoff-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Checkoff is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Checkoff is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by your Checkoff dollar.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.